if he's courting her. She calls him her what?
Beau, lover.
Right, okay.
Sweetheart.
Okay, a girl's putting on her best dress or so forth, and her little brother says, she's fixing up for her.
Sweetheart.
Okay. And she is his what? What does he call her, his what?
His girl, his sweetheart.
Okay. Are there any other names that other people would call her?
His...
His daddy or his girlfriend or Okay, a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar. His little brother says, you've been...
necking.
Yeah. Any other words or any old-fashioned terms? I know one that's, I think, it's old-fashioned that I've heard. Spooning.
Spooning, that's right. Spooning. Necking. Yeah.
Okay, if he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want him, what do you say she did to him?
Refused.
Okay.
Turned him down.
She turned him down. Are there any other terms for that? Do you know any terms for turning someone down?
Yes. Can't get it.
She gave him the axe, some people would say, or maybe one that you might be more familiar with. She jilted.
Jilted. That's right. Jilted.
All right. Okay, they've gone and had the ceremony there. Just what?
Just red.
All right. If she didn't turn him down, they went ahead and got
married.
All right. At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the what?
Best man.
Are there any old-fashioned terms for that that you know of? For best man?
No, I don't.
I don't think I've heard of any. I have here a groomsman or a waiter.
Oh, groomsman. Well,
yeah, but that's not old-fashioned.
No, because all the others who stand up are called groomsmen. He's
right.
Just, yeah.
The girl that stands up with the bride is the what?
Is the maid of honor.
Okay.
And the others are bridesmaids.
Right. Okay.
You want the light over here?
No. What is a noisy burlesque band playing that comes around to the house after a wedding?
Oh, no, I'm thinking about... now, that was what I was going to try to tell you about coming around at Christmas time. But what do they
do? They might come around to do what? What do they do when they come around?
They could come around and sing and want refreshments. Forgotten their names.
They might be serenading.
Serenaders, that's right. Yeah. They love to serenade, just to stab you.
Okay, let's see. You might...
Fantastics is the one for Christmas. Fantastic. They dress up and go around and visit people at Christmas time. Just in the country, they'd be dressed up, you know, and come in and... Scare you.
Didn't
scare the older ones, but they would scare the children.
Okay, you would say, I saw him blank Atlanta. If you saw him there, you would say, I saw him...
in Atlanta.
Okay. If someone resides with someone, you'd say he lives blank the Browns.
He lives near the next door to the Browns.
But if he is there with them, you would say he lives what?
He lives with the Browns?
Yes. Now, say the Browns lived a few miles away, say a half mile. You'd say he lives what?
He lives a half mile from the Browns.
All right. Or about, how about the other side of the mountain?
He lives on the other side of the mountain from the Browns.
All right. If he lives in the valley?